This is the second segment taken from a conversation I had recently with medical intuitive and Hay House author Caroline Sutherland. In this one, we talk about being open and receptive to the good that's always available to us and trusting that it's going to be there. And we also compare notes about our experiences of what it's like to be receiving guidance and inspiration and language directly from the universe or source or spirit or whatever terminology you want to use.
I just want to go to page 32 and one of the passages that you have received, you know, from source, from spirit, from the divine, whatever you want to call it. And what I love about this and what I really think is important is for people who also who have the same gift is that there's a purity to it. There's a truth to it. So you know it's from the highest and purest source as opposed to some sources which are not high and not pure. But I love this on page 32. The idea of working with trust and letting go. And let me just read, if you don't mind, just to give our listeners a sense of where we're going with this book, because it's all peppered through the book is all these little paragraphs of incredible wisdom that have come through you from what would be termed source. So this is this paragraph is, trust is the essence of the concept of letting go and letting God. Letting go is the process of releasing your attachment to any people, things, situations, or circumstances in the physical world that you believe in some way can affect the realization of your good in your life. And I love how you talk all through the book, never mind you. All through the book about receiving good. And regardless of what the circumstances may look like in an outer sense, it's always this guidance to you is always encouraging not only you, but the reader of the book to open up to receive the good. So we continue. Letting go of your attachment to these things in terms of their perceived impact, and I love that word, perceived, impact on you and your good requires enormous trust, for they have become critically important to you in a positive or negative sense. This importance results from your decision to give them power and to affect you in one way or another. And the act of letting go of the influence you think they have over you is taking away that power and putting your trust in the only true power in the universe. So, gosh, you know, thank you for that. Thank you for being the instrument, for being the, you know, the pen to the paper to bring this in, because it's so encouraging and so helpful, because we as earthlings, as human beings, need to know what is the other side, what is that dimension, what is that all-knowing part of the universe or life that is always there, always steadfast, and how can we tap into that and make that be a part of our life. So having just said that, I don't have any difficulty knowing that this information is not coming from your conscious mind. But did you really have to wrestle with that for a long time, that it might be sort of you?
Oh, yeah, almost every time. And especially initially, when the statement would come out, there was one, and I don't have it in front of me, and it's not in this book, but it was, let's talk about cooking. You know, and I thought, yeah, right. What's that about? But I let it go and got out of the way, and it was just this remarkable thing that sort of tied the concept of cooking and recipes and so on into our receiving and sharing our good. But it's difficult, and again, I say I've been struggling recently with it, where I, for some reason, I'm having a harder time, and maybe it's just that I'm focusing so much on the book itself now and getting the word out about it. But
sure.
In a way I'm resisting it. Often I have thought, is this me? And then it's almost a physical feeling of just letting go and standing by and sort of watching this happen and writing as fast as you can. You know, I don't remember, my brain doesn't remember concepts real well. And I won't remember even what I have written.
Until you go back and look at it. And you won't be really aware of the process.
But it all holds together. It's a coherent piece. And it's delightfully presented.
Isn't it charming? It's so charming. And, you know, there's a, there's an element of joy to it. There's an element of levity often to it. Even in a difficult situation, there's just that little element of keeping it light, which I've noticed tremendously over time. And you know, for me, it's exactly the same thing. I'll get up in front of an audience. I will have no preparation whatsoever. I get up in front of that group. It can be small, 50 people. It can be 800 people. It doesn't matter. I stay quiet. I just sort of quiet my mind, and the words are right there. And one concept flows into the other. It all fits together incredibly, and I know when it's finished, it's time. Just, you know, thank the audience and maybe take some questions or something, but it's all very divinely orchestrated.